Our God is a missionary God, and we are His missionary people. You're listening to The Sent Life, the official podcast of the Center for Great Commission Studies at Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary.
Summer's here now. What? Beaches, fairs, vacations, travels? Can we do anything for the Lord in the summer? That's the topic of The Sent Life. Welcome. Hey, Keelan.
Hey, Scott.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Good deal. Semester's wrapping up.
It is, man. Trying to land the plane at this point. We've got all the grading that's due. You know how it goes.
I tell people all the time that I teach for free. I get paid to grade.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Because that's the least fun, right? Students always complain. Right? It's like, oh, I got papers. And I think, yeah, but for every one paper that you have to turn in, I have to grade 25 or 30.
That's exactly right.
And tell them to be very nice because if they write a bad paper and I read theirs first, I'm mad for everybody that I read after it. And those who come after get a worse grade.
It's just, there's nothing you can do about that, right?
It's just the way it works.
The way the ball bounces.
Hey, so we are moving from school rhythm to summer rhythm. And we were talking before we came on about the fact that a couple of things happen as summer kicks in. And one of them is a very legitimate shift in rhythm, no matter what you do, right? I mean, obviously for us, academically, there's a change in semester.
Oh, yeah.
But if you've got kids in school, there's a change in that rhythm. Even if you have an office job or other type of work, there's a change in rhythm. And so we just talked about the fact that there are a lot of things that happen in summer related to things that are shifting now.
Yeah, no doubt. Pretty much across the – I mean, if you're here in the States, kind of across the demographic spectrum.
Yep.
Somehow, things adjust for us over the summer.
Sure.
And that seems to me this is what we were talking about before we got on here, right? This seems to me a good opportunity for us to exhort our listeners to consider and be mindful of this shift that is happening, well, right now. Like this is we're headed into that and make sure that we steward this change well. And so what does it look like for us to think through the way these new rhythms affect Great Commission ministry?
Yeah, every beginning of every summer I have great plans. And in about July or August, I realized what I didn't do. And so we're not really talking about building a to-do list. That's fine.
If that's the way
that you work, build a to-do list and get as much done as you can. But we're not talking about building a to-do list. We really are talking about maximizing the rhythm because summer does give us a rhythm. It's intentionally built in. The weather changes. Our attitude changes. I mean, people get nicer when the sun comes up. It's not dark as often. I mean, it's just
it's
people.
Real.
But things shift. But other things change rhythmically of
That's
life.
Right.
And so there are some things I think that we're talking about doing with a new rhythm. So one of the things that happens is, for the most part, things slow down just a bit.
That's it. You've got an interesting thing in most people's situation. This is certainly true of students. It's certainly true for those of us who work in the academy in some setting.
You work in the church.
Work in the church, this tends to be true
many,
as well.
Many businesses.
If you've got kids that are in the school system, you mentioned this a second ago, life slows down a bit over the summer. You're not running kids to school every day. You've not got 19 different sports things to go to. You've not got all this stuff. So the summer tends to create a bit of a breather in our schedule for most people.
Right.
I'm sure there's exceptions out there, but for the majority of us, the summer becomes a time when regular responsibilities, at least some of them, come off of the plate.
Right.
And if that's true, then it's probably worth considering what we're going to do with that extra time and think about that well.
Yeah, what do we do when we can breathe? And I think one of those is that we do breathe, but the other is that it's a great time to think about spiritual formation and spiritual disciplines. So the moment when we are having more time to pray, more time to read the Bible or Christian material, more time to kind of meditate and move through this. Now, I know, obviously, kids at home doesn't mean it's always quiet, right? I mean, all of a sudden things get crazy and hectic, but there's a different way of thinking rhythmically. And sometimes we think about the rhythms of life, and the Lord gives us those. I think about Eugene Peterson in his book, Under the Unpredictable Plan, and he really talks about maximizing the rhythms of life for spiritual formation. He basically says we can view all of life like a monastery. There are moments of work, and there are moments of rest, and there are moments of worship. And so how do we maximize those rhythms? So one of the encouragement that we would give, that I would give this summer, is to think about your new rhythm as a time to breathe. So you kind of take a break. Obviously, you don't need to be this taunt rubber band all the time. It's cool. It's okay. It's acceptable to take your foot off the gas and to relax. Let's kind of shed this Protestant work ethic that to be busy is to be godly. But at the same time, lean into allowing God to give you in those moments a way to practice the spiritual disciplines. So prayer, scripture meditation, Bible reading, reading Christian material, literature, find a book, not a to-do list, but just maximize the new rhythm for spiritual formation.
Yeah, and the way you word that I think is really helpful here. So I think the tendency and temptation oftentimes for those of us who are pulled so tightly is to almost veg out in that moment when breathing comes. And I'm not quite so sure that's as restful as a lot of us would hope that it would be.
That's a good point.
And so if the temptation is, well, summer's around the corner, it's going to give me an opportunity to breathe, good. However, the way you try to breathe matters.
Yep.
There's a spiritually formative way to do that. There's a way to do that that I think refreshes and replenishes your soul, draws you closer to the Lord. And there's also a way that you do that that I think if you're not careful, you in an unthinking way just waste time.
Yeah.
And in doing so, you look at the end of the summer, you get to the end of the summer and you kind of look up and you go, wow, I don't really have anything to show for what has just happened over the last 2 or 3 months. And so thinking well about how you breathe is a thing that we would encourage you all to do over the summer. Think of it as a way or a means to have some form of spiritual formation. Another thing I would encourage you is for a great many of us that have got kids in school and now they're going to be around more, this might be an opportunity to think about some family rhythms.
Good.
Like what would it look like for us to include the family more or to think through how we as a family are going to do spiritually formative work together? What are we going to do that as a whole? And then, and I think we can turn a corner here, what would it look like for us to perhaps find some ways to serve in gospel ministry together as a family? It creates an opportunity for us to do that. So if we've got this challenge to consider well how you breathe, I think there's also a challenge to consider how you're going to be faithful to the Great Commission over the summer, too, because there's increased opportunity, I think, to do some of those kind of things with this rhythm shift as well.
Yeah. So on the one hand, summer provides a new rhythm, and the other, summer provides new pathways.
Yes.
So in other words, we are now going different places, and we're around different people. Sometimes relationships can feel stale, right? I'm seeing the same people in the car line, the same people in my classroom, the same people at work. I'm going to the same place, going to the gym at the same time, going to the whatever I'm doing. And this gives now new pathways, new people, new opportunities, which can provide for us new gospel conversation moments. And we want to take advantage of those. Begin to look around and ask God who He's putting in your life for this season that you can talk to about Jesus that maybe you haven't met before, haven't seen before. Now you've got more time. So again, new rhythms now, new pathways. You know, we talked in a previous episode about taking advantage of moments for ministry, and that's what this can be as well for you in the summer. New kids coming to your house. Those kids have parents you probably haven't interacted with. So those things are happening as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And one thing that I think might be helpful to think about as far as opportunities for ministry, these pathways to do so that you're talking about here, you can think in kind of formal and informal categories on this one, I think. So there are a lot of formal opportunities, and here's what I mean by formal. They're structured. They're a program or a thing that you can be involved in. If you're a student, there are a number of things over summers that are specifically designed to give you an opportunity. I think of there are summer programs through the International Mission Board that would get you overseas for a summer. There are summer programs with the North American Mission Board that allow you to serve in a city for the summer alongside a church plant, doing something to that effect. And so one way to use a summer well would be to engage in one of these more formal means of doing that kind of ministry and both having in those that space and the rhythms to do spiritual formation, but doing so in a different context in a way that's designed explicitly to use and leverage that summer for that opportunity. Now, if you're a church leader, I would consider looking into those opportunities for people in your church.
Sure.
It may be too late to sign up this year for something like GenSend, but I would encourage you, if you're in ministry leadership, to think through how do we promote and front these opportunities to people in our congregation, because it would be a beneficial thing for many of them to consider. But you've also got, and this is for everybody, the informal pathways that are now established because the life changes that occur over summer.
Sure.
And so how do we think well, and maybe at the beginning of the summer, about some of the things I know I'm going to be doing this summer, and ask the question, what new pathways to gospel conversations, to a new group of people, to a new setting or environment where I might change the way I'm thinking, like, think in advance about what pathways are going to open up for me this summer so that you can walk those effectively.
Right. Yeah. Think about where you're going to be, who you're going to be with. And then, you know, we often talk about evangelism is not simply this spontaneous event that you walk into and hope happens. Sometimes there's planned moments for evangelism where I'm thinking this new place, this new arena, these new people, maybe the baseball park, or maybe I'm in a new place because my kids are at school, I'm working in a different environment. You know, those all give me a chance to talk to new people. But we can plan them, right? We're thinking about the people we'll talk to. We'll have more time for those conversations. You know, I would probably encourage, if you're a pastor in the States or serving in other areas, you could reach out to your local association. Perhaps there are ministry, missional opportunities that come available like that. Finding ways to maximize those moments. So we think new rhythms for spiritual growth and formation. We think new pathways for gospel conversation. I think another thing that we think about is an opportunity for mobilization, because we do have more time. And we think especially about mobilizing those who previously, say during a school year or a work rhythm, are really constricted on their time commitment, but now have more flexibility.
Yes.
So now we're thinking about how do we mobilize high school students, college students, middle school students for ministry, and even perhaps teachers and others who, again, during the school year are really time crunch, but now there's an openness for mobilization. So how do we think about mobilizing those for ministry who have now have more time?
Yeah, there's so many different ways to do this. And I would encourage you to consider which ones work best for your own church, right? Of course, there's a reason the majority of short-term mission trips tend to happen in the summer. I know that's true for our rhythm here at the school. There's just something about a lot of the places that you'd go internationally, they're far enough away or they're complicated enough to get to for you to really have enough time on the ground. It's going to take a 10-day trip. You're not going to be able to squeeze it into a week. And that's something that magically the summer affords to you that you're not going to have the opportunity to do often in a regular schedule at other times of the year. So lean into, I would say, the opportunity to do some form of short-term engagement with people. Yep. Summer's a great time to do it. People build in space for a week or two vacation or a week or two break or a week or two moment to leave town and do stuff. Lean into that. I mean, it sounds simple. It even sounds common sense. But a lot of churches think, well, you know, we'll get around to that one day. Go ahead and prioritize it. Let this summer be the summer where you think through what that's going to look like for your church on an individual basis. I think thinking through how you're going to be engaged and involved in those kind of things matters as well. Look for different opportunities at different phases of life. You've got students who are in a rhythm. You've also got retirees.
Right.
And summer becomes a great time for them to be engaged in some form of ministry or mobilization as well. So there's just a bunch of different ways to skin this one.
Yep.
The question is, what makes the most sense in your setting?
Yep. Yeah, I think that's true. You know, Paul talks about in the book of Galatians that we have freedom, but we shouldn't use our freedom to serve ourselves and our self-interest, but use our freedom to serve others. And that really is the point of this podcast. Summer provides a new moment of freedom, and now we have a choice. Do we use that freedom for purely self-interest? Now, you know, breathing and breaking the rhythm is not self-interest. That's survival. Self-interest would be, you know, can I spend all day, every day binge watching something on a streaming service or, you know, just waste time laying out around the pool. But what we're talking about is how do we maximize the new rhythms, the new pathways, the new mobilization opportunities for the sake of the mission?
That's right. So hopefully this is a benefit to you. It's a simple episode for us. We just simply want to say to you, as we kind of land the plane on this season of The Scent Life, you've got a summer in front of you. Use it well for the sake of the mission, for the glory of the Lord, and for your own spiritual formation. You have that opportunity sitting in front of you, and we want to challenge and encourage you to do so. Thanks so much for joining us this season. It's been a real blast. We always enjoy hearing from our listeners. So if you've got a question or a comment and you want to reach out to us, feel free to do so. You can, of course, always find us on our website at thecgcs.org, or you can shoot us an email at cgcs@sebts.edu. Feel free to share this with others if it's of benefit to them. You can find us on other social channels and everywhere where you may find your podcasts. We really appreciate you listening. And again, this is an episode of The Scent Life.
Southeastern wants you to be equipped to serve the church and fulfill the Great Commission. That's why we offer our Master of Divinity degree, which provides rigorous biblical and theological training for your current and future ministries. Our Master of Divinity offers broad ministerial training while facilitating a deep engagement with the Bible, all within a textual community that focuses on spiritual formation and ministry preparation. Come be shaped as a Great Commission Christian and experience theological education to the fullest. Visit sebts.edu/mdiv to learn more.